I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington as well. You know, check us out on TV. Presented by Crop Mecca, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday the 13th. Full moon Friday the 13th, apparently. according to Drab.
I never look at the moon.
2019, I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
I don't even really look at the calendar. I don't look at anything. I just show up.
Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Ooh, apparently Drab's really freaked out by the whole Friday the 13th bit.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up?
That is the foursome. It is a football Friday on the Fan, presented by the Sportsbook Hollywood Casino Charlestown. Every game, every bet for real sports fans.
Oh, I was
as
there
I dropped off my
a
car,
few days ago.
As I dropped off my car over at Homewood Suites, the valet, as I was walking away, because I just gave him kind of the wave.
You mean Craig?
Yeah. I gave him the wave, and he goes, Redskins by three.
I said, okay. I told him he was high.
Yeah.
I said, what are you smoking this morning?
Hey, the only score I'm really vested in this weekend is Hawaii catching 21 and a hook.
Well, you need Cole McDonald to go
in Husky Stadium. That's the one I really need.
That's the one you put in at the sports book?
Put it in for a hundo at the 1-0
sports book. I want JoJo Ward to have about 12 catches.
That's fine. If it helps the Rainbow Warriors stay within 21 of the Huskies, it's all I care about. All I could care about.
Well, it's a football Friday, Mr. Bickle. You should be excited. And we have
five
guests today, although
yes,
Kevin McCarthy is one of them. I don't consider him a guest.
he's a regular. I'd call him a regular.
More of an annoyance.
Hustlers is out.
Hustlers is out. Is that
That's
the new
a
movie
Jennifer Lopez movie, which actually is receiving pretty good scores on Rotten Tomatoes. I looked at it last night. I'm probably going to go see it with my wife tonight. We got a babysitter.
Really?
I haven't seen a movie in the theaters.
What's the genre of the film?
It's there are a bunch of strippers that steal money.
So is it a suspense or is it a comedy?
I think it's drama / comedy.
Oh, okay.
I think the last J-Lo movie that I saw start to finish was Enough, where she was the mom that she was being abused by
the
husband.
She became a badass.
And then she beat his ass and killed him at the
end. That guy's
a
creepy actor. I know who you're talking about.
I don't know I've never seen that guy in another movie since that I can remember.
Yeah.
I think that's the last J-Lo movie that I've seen. And that had to have come out 15 years ago. Maybe
20? She usually does rom-coms. This is not a rom-com. I believe it's J-Lo with Cardi B and a couple other actresses.
I feel like the ship has sailed on rom-coms. I think like its heyday was like 20 years ago. I don't see that many rom-coms anymore. I just don't. I don't seek them out.
Okay, fine.
I think they're kind of passe. But that's just me. Maybe that's me.
Anyway, we'll talk to
Kevin.
About this?
Enough about enough.
I'm
tired of enough.
I gave you a 10-second plot synapse, as Crickety used to say on the show way back.
So we'll talk to Kevin at 7:20. Our Redskins beat reporter Craig Hoffman will join us. We can get into the Redskins-Cowboys matchup, the Trent Williams Instagram or tweet, whatever that was. What the hell was that?
Him and his boys hang out by the plane.
Was that a current picture or an old picture?
I think it was on his story yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know. A guy just likes to light money on fire. I don't know what to tell you.
So we could talk to Craig Hoffman about Trent Williams.
Doesn't want to make any.
Who's certainly not going to be on the field. And the Darius Geis update, I guess he did have the repair of the meniscus.
So that's official?
That's a much longer
6 to 8 weeks
journey.
Yeah. It's probably better for his long-term health, but...
That's 2 years lost.
Yeah, his season 2 is officially a wash. I'm not counting on anything from Darius Geis in year 2. How could you?
Another regular on the show is John Feinstein. He'll join us at 8. Bob Stoops, former Oklahoma coach, going to join us at 9:20. He's moving over to the XFL. And then Nick Costas to give us winners at the end of the show.
Had a rough inaugural, Nick Costas.
Hey, you know, I like Nick Costas, but maybe you just fade him.
I'm sure he'll get hot at some point.
If he stays on the current track.
But he took a lot of chalk in college and didn't do too well. And he took a lot of dogs in the NFL and didn't do too well.
Right. It's okay. You can always turn it around in one week.
And by the way, last night I just watched a little bit of the game. It was tough to watch it through the weather delay. And I just went night-night, watched a little bit of the Nats. But that's the reason Vegas exists, because I guarantee the public was on the Panthers in the over.
Yeah, I think the
public
was heavy on the Panthers, especially after the Bucs. Week one performance, and Jameis looking so bad in week one, throwing three picks.
Jameis was efficient last night.
He was.
Hooked up with Godwin a lot.
Yep. But the story of the game is Cam Newton sucks, and he's lost 8 straight games. He's not the same quarterback he was 4 or 5 years
ago. Look at him. He looks like a different guy. I thought I read somewhere that he's lost a bunch of weight.
He just looks like he's laboring. He's had, in 2 weeks, he's had 26 off-target passes, which is the most of in his career over a two-game stretch. And
so you think it's the shoulder?
I don't know what it is. It could be the foot. It could be the shoulder. It could be just wear and tear over 9-year career.
He's on a deep pass early in the game.
He's played 9 years.
But to me, the story of the game.
He had two rushes.
Two things. They couldn't run the football with Christian McCaffrey. And I believe they went for 3 fourth downs and they turned it over every time. And I saw this morning a stat from Warren Sharp. That the best play on 4th and 1s in football
is the quarterback
at a 74% clip. Is a quarterback sneak.
Right.
The second best play is just run the football.
Right.
And they tried to pass it a few times, and then they tried some wackadoo. I just saw it because I didn't stay up late to see it live. But they tried some wackadoo fake reverse with Christian McCaffrey, and he got stuffed.
You know who's calling those plays?
Yeah, Norv.
Norv.
Well, this is what's going to happen.
He's not into the analytics because the analytics tell you, especially with a big guy like Cam Newton, we saw it with Carson Wentz against the Redskins.
They don't do it anymore.
Just lurch forward.
They gave him the ball twice last night. Remember how he used to carry the ball 7, 8, 9, 10 times
for 70 yards?
They just don't give it to him anymore.
And if he doesn't have that element to his game and he has to strictly rely on his passing,
they're going to go.
He's not special.
And I wonder if this was a counter to some of the criticism after they lost the first game, which was a close game. They could have easily won their first game, right?
Against the Rams.
Could have easily beaten the Rams. They lost that game despite the fact that Christian McCaffrey had monster numbers running the football and 10 receptions. And there was criticism of Cam during the week, where he had to answer questions about why didn't you throw the ball downfield. And he joked and said, well, maybe our coaches have McCaffrey in on their fantasy teams.
Yeah, I heard him say that.
Meaning, he was throwing a lot of short little passes. But point is, that worked. They scored a bunch of points against the Rams. And then this week, it's like the flip. They only threw it out to McCaffrey, I think, twice. Think about that. Chris McCaffrey with 2 catches.
Yeah, that's weird.
Now, some teams are going to stop him running the football. He's a smaller guy. They gear up. And they can stop him running the football. But usually, they're not going to be able to stop him catching the ball in the backfield. And it was like they really forced it. He had 50 attempts.
50.
24 for 50. His QBR was horrible.
And by the way,
he didn't throw any picks.
He's got 85. He had a fumble. He's got 85 quarterback sneaks since 2015. Mm-hmm. By far the most in the league. 85.
Right.
And that's 85% clip that he gets the first down on the fourth down.
And Norv didn't like it.
Well, you know what? Rivera didn't like it either. Them. What's going to happen with them is they were 7-9 last year. Mm-hmm. He was hurt towards the end of the year. They're going to be 6-10 this year. They're going to be poop. Rivera will get fired, and they'll be drafting a quarterback either next draft or the draft after.
Is Cam in the last year of his deal, or is next year the last year?
He's got 1 year left, and there's no chance they're giving him an extension. Not a big money extension, anyway.
Probably not.
So
not unless he turns it around in the next month, 6 weeks.
But you're right. I'm sure most of the money was on Carolina.
100%.
Tampa looked so bad, and Jameis looked so bad. Jameis played pretty good football yesterday.
And their defense was solid.
Todd Bowles, their defensive coordinator. Better coordinator than a coach.
Cakes, he said it was a Gerald McCoy revenge game. Didn't work out for him.
I did say that yesterday, yes. I always like the revenge game angle.
So I actually stayed up and watched the Nats, although I went to bed. When I went to bed, Corbin was still pitching, so I missed. So Barrett apparently came in and gave up 3 runs. But nice for them. Close out the series.
Hey, they win the series. That's all that counts.
That was very important.
2 out of 3 in mini.
Helps us.
It's a good team. Corbin pitched pretty well.
Rendon bomb. Yeah. Soto bomb. Rendon now is 117 RBIs.
Just a couple days ago, they had 2 hits. Last night, they got 14 hits.
He's definitely top 3 for MVP, and now some are saying it's amazing. Yelich will miss 3 weeks. With the injury, that Some people are saying he's out of it.
Well, it's got to be Bellinger.
So maybe Rendon is top two.
Maybe, yeah. I don't think he's going to win it. The Bellinger will win it, but yeah, he'll be top two or three.
Well, and the Soto numbers at his age are just absurd. They're just crazy.
Yeah.
What's he up to now in RBI? 103 and more than that? What's he got? Got a bunch. 105.
105. Hitting 296, I believe.
I think I believe the Nats now have a 3.5 game lead. Yeah, the top wild card spot with the Brewers and Cubs tied.
Brewers
and then
won
the
again.
Teams chasing them are 5.5 back. To me, you're not going to get caught 5.5 unless you get swept by the Phillies or Braves down the road.
No, they're in the playoffs, but you want to host that game.
Sure.
But even a 3.5 game lead is big. Everyone in the top five in the National League wild card race won.
They can get swept by the Braves. They don't play well.
They could. Scherzer's on the mound tonight, I believe.
Yeah,
they flew him back early, so he didn't have to mess around with all the rain delay stuff.
Good. And by the way, with the Twins, don't count your division title yet because you're 3.5 up on the Indians and you play in Cleveland this weekend for three, and Cleveland's been hot. So that was a big game for both teams. But 3.5 game lead for the Nats, you got to feel pretty comfortable. Braves coming to town this week.
And I heard the guys saying last night they're doing what we're doing. They're playing out the string here, trying to see where all the pitchers line up. And if it goes down to the wire, I'm telling you, I'm not sure Scherzer will be ready to go for the one-game playoff.
Well, let's hope that they wrap it up with about three or four games to play.
Then they can adjust it.
Exactly.
The Nationals race for Red October on the Fan, presented by PVI Office Furniture. Fast, excellent, affordable. Business grows with PVI. Visit their showroom in Frederick, Maryland, or online at PVIPVI.com today.
And Cakes, it helps us. They've got 81 wins now, so we need
eight
wins.
Eight more curly dubs.
Are they 81 and 64? I think they're 81 and 64. So we need eight wins.
Perfect.
And they play, what, 17? They need to go 8-9. Golf clap.
I like it. I hope we get there.
Let's get another win tonight.
It's very important.
Because I'm pretty sure we'll go 9-0 in season win bets if they win our bet. And I'm gonna pat ourselves on the back for a good year.
Yeah,
9-0.
I'll pat you on the back because
I did pick them all.
You basically sent me the list and said, "Do these look good?" And I said, "Yes."
Right.
Let's proceed.
Well, that's pretty good.
I'm not gonna count
the
chickens yet.
Never heard of the guy going 9-0 in futures.
It's pretty solid.
9-0 is legit.
It's pretty solid.
Really, really good.
Charlestown would not be happy if you walked in and went 9-0 in your futures.
No, but they're happy when people bet on the Dolphins to win the Super Bowl.
They're very happy when that happens.
Yeah, just a waste of
when
money.
When idiots walk through the door and place future bets on teams that have no future
by the
whatsoever.
Way, how about Sam Darnold going to be out for close to 2 months with mono?
The mono.
Seems like kind of old to get mono, right? Isn't that something you get when you're like a teenager? I mean, I know he left early, but still.
I mean, anybody can get it, I guess.
I thought that was like
I don't think he's that old.
I thought it was like a young.
He's probably 22.
Yeah, but I thought it was like something you get when you're 16, 17.
I don't know.
I didn't think you got it when you were 22.
He was swapping saliva with somebody. Got the mono.
Didn't someone recently, a professional athlete, get mono, Drabby? I thought there was someone last year or maybe the year before got it.
Not that I remember.
Gase looked distraught.
I thought there was someone.
Well, he has terrible body language. That's an awful hire by the Jets. I mean, you know it already. The Gase regime is doomed. There's no chance he lasts more than three seasons. I'll take that bet from anybody in the room.
He just looks like
probably not even two seasons.
He just looks like a loser.
And he has the body language of a loser.
He's had one game there with the Jets, which they blew.
Now I'd be
and in his second week, he has to deal with his starting quarterback of the future with mono. Mm. I think Le'Veon Bell was having an MRI
on his shoulder.
One of his top receivers out for the season.
I'd be distraught too if I think they said
he's going to be fine.
If I had to face the Browns in week two, who are going to be pissed coming off their week one loss, and I have Trevor Siemian that I have to toss the ball to, but you have to at least go out and give some false bravado and at least look like you're not beaten before the game starts. He looks defeated already. I would bet the Browns go in there and just boat race the Jets.
Oh, yeah, I would
boat
love
race him in week two.
By the way, one of the survivor pools that Cakes is in last night, he took the Carolina Panthers.
Took the Panthers. Got a little sassy, took the Panthers. Now, luckily, this survivor pool allows you one strike. I have my strike, and now I'm really walking the
tightrope.
You
don't want to use that in week two, though.
You don't want to burn it in week two. You're right. Now I'm really up against it. And yeah, Panthers, you suck. You can't beat the Bucks at home.
No, they
You're
can't.
You're terrible. I hope you go out to Arizona next week and lose, too.
Well, they might.
Jerks.
I mean, their season's pretty much over anyway.
All right. As always, if you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can call us at 800-636-1067. That's the same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. also known as the Vibe Machine. Mm-hmm. Standard it's, message and data
I'm
charge.
I'm pulling it up right now.
And you can tweet us at Junks Radio. We'll talk movies at 7 with Kevin McCarthy, Craig Hoffman, a Redskins beat reporter at 7:20, John Feinstein at 8, and we'll get some winners later in the show from Nick Costas at 9:40, all right here on The Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on a Football Friday on The Fan, presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Charlestown. Every game, every bet for real sports fans. Cakes and I were there enjoying dinner at the Final Cut on Thursday.
So before,
or on Wednesday.
So before the dinner, I'm sitting and just getting pole axed at the poker table, and I got a text from Chris Farley from Pace's Running Stores, who we've known forever. I was like, do you want me to play some bets for you? Because I'm here at Charlestown. He's like, yeah, I'll get back to you in a second. I thought he might want to do a bet, maybe two. Eight baseball picks.
How do you do?
I don't even know. I have the tickets at my house.
You didn't track them?
I didn't keep track of his picks. But, I mean, he's doing, like, first five innings bets. He's doing totals. He's doing sides. I mean, he's,
how did he do?
I have no idea. I didn't track his picks because they're not my picks, so I don't actually care about them. But I placed them for him, and I have the tickets sitting at home on my dresser.
So he's a secret degen.
Oh, I don't think there's a secret anymore.
Well, no,
he's a full-on degen.
Well, I get it, but he's never talked about it.
Yeah. Before. I think he keeps it to a dull roar because he doesn't want that out there. Like for like because he's an upstanding pillar of the business
what
community.
What he'd like to say is that he's such a supporter of the Junkies.
Yes, he
that
is.
When he heard Michael Schwimmer come on the show to promote Jambos, mm-hmm. he became a subscriber.
Correct.
But I don't think you do that unless you have a history of betting.
Well, I would think that's probably the case.
But he's getting the Jambos plays and going with that.
Yeah. Now, I took one of the listeners' plays and bet on Hawaii. So who knows how that's going to turn out. I guess we'll find out tomorrow. Have to wait and see on that.
Yep. I'll pay close attention to that game for you.
Please do.
So we were talking about Cam Newton during the break because we have NFL Network on and they're running a replay of last night's game. And there were a couple storylines about the game, but one of the big storylines was they had three opportunities on fourth down to go for it, and they came up short. And part of it is Cam Newton didn't quarterback sneak on these fourth and ones. In fact, they were in shotgun passing and trying different things, trying a fake reverse with Christian McCaffrey that got stuffed. And Jason during the break says Cam just looks like he doesn't want to be there. And I don't know if I take it that far.
He just looks different.
But he's not the player that he was
maybe
a few
it's
years
a confidence
ago.
Thing.
And maybe it's because defenses have adjusted. He had a season where I believe he had 14 touchdowns.
Right.
Rushing.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
14
well, how
touchdowns.
How long ago was that?
Rushing.
That's probably ancient history.
How right.
whenever they went 15-1.
So yesterday he had two carries, and it's a tough question for teams to tackle when you have talents like Cam Newton, because there can be a period of time where you use that mm-hmm. and you use it to its maximum advantage, and you can have an MVP type season like Cam Newton had and take it all the way to a Super Bowl. But maybe it's not as sustainable as, a dropback quarterback. And I like what the Ravens are doing because the Ravens are trying to limit that, I guess, with Lamar Jackson. But they are still running kind of the looks, the read option looks and different looks where guys will get wide open because they're afraid of that run. And you just wonder how long those type of things can last.
But when
it lasted here for RG3 for one season.
Well, when the game is on
the
line.
The year you're talking about we had 14 was his rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. That was 9 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, that's a
he had 10 and 15, though.
Did he win the MVP that year?
I don't know, but he had 10 and 15.
Did he win the MVP?
In 15?
As a rookie, I don't think
no,
so.
No. The year, did he win an MVP?
Yes, he's won an MVP.
Okay,
I think the Super Bowl year.
That was the year. So he threw 35 touchdowns and had 10 rushing. He had 45 touchdowns that year.
Unbelievable season.
He's not that player.
No.
And They obviously don't have confidence in him to get first downs on fourth and ones.
Do you think it's because of the
They'd rather give it to the best player on the team, which is Christian McCaffrey.
Right. I can see that, but I mean if you're Rivera and you want Cam Newton lunging forward and quarterback sneaking on fourth and one, you have to overrule Norv Turner's call. You have to say, "Sorry, I don't care if Cam Newton doesn't like doing it. You have to do it."
I agree with you.
To sustain drives and keep us in this game, you've got to do the quarterback.
There's a reason they drafted Will Greer in the third round.
Yeah. I understand.
If I'm the head coach of a team and I have a talent like Cam Newton or Kyler Murray or Lamar Jackson, I'm going to ride it out as long as I can and not worry about extending his career till his mid-30s.
Right.
If it only lasts for 6 or 7 years, I'm going to get the best 6 or 7 years I can by running the type of plays that work.
Look, I got no answers for you. Maybe they just don't have confidence he's going to have push off his foot because he did sprain his ankle in the preseason.
Maybe they're trying to protect that.
Maybe it's that. Although, if you heard Rivera's press conference after the game, he said, no, there's nothing wrong with the foot. But he's clearly not the player he was a few years ago.
He just looks frustrated. It looks like he doesn't want to be there.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like a leader.
Yeah.
That's a game that you have to win that game. After losing last week, you're playing Tampa. You know how many road games in a row Jameis Winston has lost before last night?
It was 12.
12. 12 straight losses away from home for Jameis Winston.
That's a bad home loss.
You just can't lose that game. But
Cam Newton might want to play like the way that he played when he was successful, but the coordinator and the head coach may be forcing a system that takes him away from his strength. And to me, that might be about bettering the long-term prospects of having him as your starting quarterback, but it's just not... You're not going to be successful. The Carolina Panthers would be much more successful if Cam Newton ran like he did a few years ago.
I think it's easy to say that, but you and I watch him twice. We've seen him twice.
True.
All right. Norv Turner and Ron Rivera have seen him every single day since probably July 31st. I'm gonna trust that they know what his strengths and weaknesses are right now. They see him in practice. They've seen him in camp. They watch the film. We don't. There's something wrong.
I would
with
guess
Cam
the
Newton.
Strength of. One of his strengths is not throwing the ball 50-plus times in a game.
That is true.
You just don't want
that is true.
Cam Newton or most quarterbacks, throwing the ball 50 times.
He's never been a particularly gifted passer. I mean, he's a career quarterback rating guy in the mid-80s.
But maybe his strength now, 9 years into his career, isn't RPOs and getting outside and running for 12 yards.
Maybe or that's else he'd still be doing it.
Maybe that's just not him anymore.
I can't believe he's still only 30. Seems like he's been around forever.
Please tell me I did not pick them as like one of my wild cards in the NFC. I don't think I did. I'm 99% sure I don't think I did. Why would I pick them to be a wild
card?
Look,
but I don't think anybody
Well, speaking
did.
Of RPOs, that's what the Redskins are going to face with Dak Prescott.
Yep.
The Cowboys run a bunch of different looks. They run play action off of Zeke. They run the RPOs. It's going to be a big challenge for the Redskins defense.
Will drab t-shirts guy, Kellen Moore, If the offense keeps humming the way we saw in week one, look, it's not going to look that way every single week.
Will he be the next McVay?
I think if he does
Everyone's
it for 1 year in a high-profile place like Dallas, he could be a head coach next season.
Well, let's see how it works out.
Two seasons at the longest.
I think that Drabby's secretly a Cowboys fan.
Why?
Offensively, anyway.
Why?
Because Kellen Moore's calling the plays. So if they score a bunch of points, he'll say, see, that's what happened.
Don't put that out there. But I do get butt size for
I know
Kellen
you do.
We love you, Kellen Moore.
You can't tell me you're not rooting for them to score
I've never seen
points.
A guy with a softer
you
arm.
You love any guy that's ever played quarterback at Boise State, Wazoo, Washington,
ASU,
and Oregon.
You can't have six schools. Well, you can't have like six fans.
Kellen Moore's dad was the offensive coordinator at my high school.
See? That he has so many ties.
I thought it was a Boise State thing. I thought he was adding Boise State to the mix.
Yeah, it's impossible to keep track.
He never told us that.
Did his dad have a candy arm too?
It's his affinity for the Pacific Northwest. Anything attached to that, especially if it's in his hometown. You say his dad is the coach at the high school.
Well, he's born in Prosser, Washington. Where is that?
Yeah, he's going to climb onto that.
It's the Nubs farm town outside of our town.
What's your Nubs town?
Richland, Washington.
Richland?
Richland Bombers.
What's the population, you think, of Prosser, Washington?
Skip Prosser, Washington?
Probably 500.
No, it's more than that, but it's a bunch of cow folks.
Yeah.
They got silly quarterbacks over there.
Kellen Moore has an advantage. Okay, he's being hyped after being the offensive coordinator for one game. They are loaded with talent.
Right.
Yeah. They have an unbelievable offensive line.
That helps.
Okay. They can protect for Dak Prescott.
5,700.
Prescott can run that play action with a great running back behind him, and the linebackers have to respect the play action because they're going to run the football. That leaves guys open.
Yeah, but they've had a lot of that talent for a few years, and the offense has not looked as dynamic as it did in week one.
They played the poo-poo New York Giants.
Okay. Understood.
All right. Are we overreacting to 1 week? Possibly.
That's what everybody loves to do. You overreact to week one in the NFL.
But I don't know.
Time
I don't know
tradition.
If we can overreact after 2 weeks. And if they put up 35 again, then they're for real.
I think they're for real. Most people have them as a playoff team.
Yeah, I'm just saying offensively, they're for real.
I would just be,
and then maybe you do need to give Dak $40 million a year.
I would be salty if I were a Redskins fan heading out to FedEx, and I'm going to be surrounded by Cowboys fans throughout the entire game.
Well, because, luckily for you, you're not a Redskins fan, and you're not going to be there.
And I'm going to be at Glory Days Grill in Alexandria instead doing the pregame, starting at 11 a.m. Hope to see you there.
You know, we talked all about Cam and his performance and how sort of disappointing it is. I don't get the guy's fashion sense at all.
What was he wearing?
He's wearing these scarves now and a hat and a suit with the sleeves cut off.
Will Prince did side by side with some sort of hair accessory that looked just like something that the Queen of England was wearing.
What is he doing?
This scarf thing, right? This scarf thing?
Yeah, he's trying to do a Russell Westbrook bit.
I mean,
James Harden bit. These guys like to dress as odd as possible because it commands attention. They think
it's fashionable. Want the AD. He wants ADs at the end of the day.
Yeah, it just looks atrocious. He looks like an idiot. He looks like a complete idiot.
They dress like weird rock stars.
So does Russell Westbrook. All those guys.
He's trying to dress like Steven Tyler or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Steven Tyler pulls it off better. And he's not wearing like a hairnet type thing that
80-year-old
women wear.
Awfully too, but he'd get away with it being a rock star. When you're an NFL quarterback,
some people are just weird.
He is.
He's a weird dude.
You know what else he is? Dude. He's massive.
I don't find him that likable.
I walked behind him in the airport at Reagan National when he was still in Auburn, like taking visits to NFL teams.
Yeah.
I've never stood next to a bigger human.
Yeah. Well, he was bigger then than he is now.
Massive.
He's skinny.
He's definitely lost some weight.
Yeah.
I mean, he used to be, I don't know what his
Somebody
his
said
weight
he went
was
vegan. He better start eating the meat again.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe just start throwing some
Keep
touchdowns.
Him away from my daughter. I'm trying to get her to eat some chicken. Won't eat chicken.
Your daughter still won't eat the chicken?
Older daughter will a little
bit. Pescatarian?
Older daughter's a pescatarian.
Chicken.
Younger daughter is a full-on vegetarian. Mm.
So that makes dinner awkward.
She doesn't eat fish.
No fish. So how does she get protein then? How do kids get protein if they don't eat anything?
I don't know. Else? Peanut butter.
Yogurt.
Yogurt has protein. Her
protein levels are probably way down.
If you took her to the final cut and had dinner with me and JP and all the bigwigs from Hollywood Casino, what would she eat?
She would order a Caesar salad.
Like a big mushroom?
Okay.
No, she'd order a Caesar salad.
Okay.
Pasta.
Yeah, I mean, if it's an Italian restaurant, obviously.
We did have
pasta.
A nice ravioli as an appetizer. So maybe she could have had that, as long as there's meat inside of
it. Right, she would eat that. She would eat a Caesar salad and maybe a side of broccoli. That's what she would eat.
She never gets a big portobello. She doesn't get sized.
Mm-hmm. No shrooms.
Really?
Well, you know, Burger King supposedly has like this amazing plant burger.
The Impossible Burger.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Or the Impossible Whopper, I believe it is.
Has she tried that yet?
No, she won't eat fast food.
They have the Impossible Burger at Glory Days Grill. We tried it. I tried it last year.
Was Popeyes being serious where they were telling people to bring their own bun and they'll just give them chicken tenders to make their own chicken sandwich?
I don't know.
Sandwich?
I saw that online.
So
well.
Dumb if that's true. That's not the chicken sandwich. The chicken sandwich was the big old chicken breast.
The big fatty?
The moist chicken breast. And then whatever sauce they put on it, mayonnaise and pickles and all that stuff. You can't just give a guy chicken tenders and say bring your own bun.
You've
got the silly chicken sandwich.
Right,
you, of course, wouldn't bring the bun. You would just go get the tendies.
Yeah. No, I'd make an exception for the famous chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What a misfire by them.
I don't know if it was satire or not, but Mike Wise wrote an article for WSA saying that he brought his own chicken breast to Popeyes yesterday to see if they would fry it up for him.
No, he's clearly glomming off. Somebody did that.
That's hysterical.
Somebody did that at a Popeyes, so he's just stealing that person's bit.
Oh, did he?
I don't know. It seems like he went there because he's got like a play-by-play.
Yeah, Mike's sounds funny,
like
dude.
I mean, I like Mike, but it sounds like it might be a little bit of bit stealing going on.
It might be.
Mike, you should text Mike and ask him, did he steal the bit?
Okay.
That's a funny bit, though, to bring your own chicken.
I told Grant and Andy they should have done the Mike Wise bit after we did the show on Monday and talk about how the Redskins are 1-0.
Right.
Surprised everybody.
That always made us laugh.
We thought it was funny. I don't know that CK thought it was that funny.
I think his original bit was when the Caps were once eliminated from the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah. Like they were still
game
playing.
Seven, he talks about how they had advanced to the next round. At least that's my recollection.
In his own bizarro world.
Yeah. And he did that. He committed to the bit, did it for like a half an hour, and people were so upset.
Probably enraged the listeners. Yeah. How could it not? Especially like diehard Caps fans.
Yeah, so on Monday, if the Redskins get smashed by the Cowboys, let's talk about the Redskins off to a 2-0 start.
No,
surprised us with two division wins against the Eagles and Cowboys.
Right.
You do it for 20 minutes and people will be livid.
So Popeyes is not putting out the chicken sandwich because they can't acquire enough buns? Is that how poorly managed they are?
No, no, I think
it's been
weeks now. I think the reason they can't put out the chicken sandwich is that there must be a chicken shortage.
Well, the television's not on buns.
There
can't be a chicken shortage.
There's chicken everywhere.
No, but from their suppliers, their particular supplier, they're not used to ordering as much.
I find
okay.
did.
The demand, adjust the orders. Right. Takes
yeah.
a day.
Yeah. Get it from another
Amazon Prime it. I mean,
what's the problem? Yeah, but what if it's like a mom and pop chicken breast thing?
And like a special place?
Yeah, like a special place, and they can't accommodate that big of an order.
Right.
Well, they need to get more
chickens. It's been weeks now. They're literally missing the boat here. They're botching this. Such a great initial viral campaign. Whether or not they were responsible for it or not, who knows? But by the time they're actually going to be ready, people are going to be like moved on.
Yep.
People have forgotten.
People will be on to the next thing.
Everyone's already hyping up the Shake Shack, Chicken Shack sandwich now. People are saying that one pummels Popeyes. Mm. Have you had that one yet? The
no.
Chicken Shack?
At Shake
like
Shack, I get burgers and shakes. That's what I get.
Do they want to bring some down this
if
morning?
If they wanted to.
I don't know what you're doing.
They don't open until 11:30 or 11:45.
Oh, it's so late.
There's got to be a local guy that runs one that could hook it up.
One right down the street, right by.
Make it happen.
I think the employees at Kava last week when I burst through the door at 10:46.
Yeah, it's because they open at 10:45.
They looked at me like, what are you doing? It's not even close to lunchtime.
Oh, yeah, I was mistaken.
But
it's 10:45 or 11.
And then I gave him the freebie at the end.
Right.
Shocked him.
I've told you this before. My favorite beverage out there right now, non-alcoholic.
Yes.
You guys are all going to cringe, but it's by far my favorite. Blueberry soda at Kava. Have you had the blueberry soda?
I have not, though I do like their artisan soda selection.
So good.
It's very foofy and
their
fancy.
Blueberry soda. I've actually gone to the restaurants next door to Kava, gotten that, and then walked over to Kava just to order the blueberry soda.
Nice.
I've actually taken a cup from another competing restaurant and went over there and filled it up with blueberry soda.
Good for you.
The blueberry soda is silly.
Yeah. That's what you're stealing.
Some could argue that, yeah.
Some might.
It'd be hard to defend myself in a court of law.
Right. All right, phone number you want to chime in or anything, 800-636-1067. Remember, we'll talk some movies. Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5, joins us at 7. We'll hit the Skins a little bit later at 7:20 with Craig Hoffman, a Redskins beat reporter, as we preview Cowboys Redskins on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington on a Football Friday. Presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Charlestown. Every game, every bet for real sports fans, including college games. You mentioned your college play this weekend.
Correct.
Of course, Maryland has their first road test against Temple.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. By the way, did you see the Maryland news yesterday? Because of so much demand for the Penn State game. They're bringing out temporary seating to accommodate as many students as possible.
Nice. That's crazy.
I guess they're going to rent some sort of steel seating that they're going to throw up there. I'm assuming
some
behind.
New bleachers in there.
Can't tell you how many games I went to while my son was there.
Make some cash.
Where, I mean, the student section was completely barren.
Yeah.
Like they had to tantalize the students with cash giveaways if you came and stayed to the end of the game. And now they're bringing in extra bleachers. I mean, I just can't believe what's happening in College Park.
2 weeks. Two games.
It's great.
Two games.
Awesome.
That is great.
Locks has got that place
great it'll be if they actually... Look, they got to beat Temple first.
Yeah,
some people say it's a trap
both
game.
Both Penn State and Maryland have bye weeks.
Got to beat Temple
game.
First.
Right.
And then you've got Penn State potentially at 3-0 ranked. The place would be crazy. And how great it would be if they actually... compete. Just don't get blown out.
The last time I was at the Penn State night game, it was the 70-7
bloodbath. This is a little wacky. Yeah.
Was that Kajana Carter?
Yes.
Yeah, I was there too.
I will be in College Park that Friday night.
Craig almost got killed.
But yeah. I will not be at the football game. I'm taking my daughter to a concert at the artist formerly known as The Cellar, which is now the Milk Boy Art House.
Okay.
So I'm going to be down there in the midst of all the madness.
Who's performing?
Senses Fail. But emo rock at its finest, JP. You don't know anything about that.
It's the same day as the Penn State
game. Same night.
Wow.
Where are you going to park?
Don't know.
Hyattsville?
I need to secure that immediately. I need to spot hero a spot, like right now.
College Park.
I don't even
know
you could do that.
College Park is bonkers.
It's going to be insane.
Yeah.
But I think... how big is that venue? Like it only holds like 400 people. It's small. It's a small spot. But here's my question. When will the game end?
It's 8 o'clock game?
Probably 11.
11-ish?
10:45, yeah. 11.
I thought it was a 7 o'clock game.
If the Terps win, if they win, that's a stretch. Yeah, it's Penn State.
The place will go crazy.
I might not be able to get out of College Park. I might not be able to escape College Park.
Why don't you tell your daughter we just have to leave a little bit early?
Yeah, you're right. 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock? Okay.
Just leave a little bit early.
It's at least 3-hour game. So 11:15.
Yeah, I might dodge madness.
It's probably 3.5 hours.
Okay, I think I'll probably be okay.
Your car might get flipped over.
If they win,
and he's leaving at the same time as the zero hits the clock.
Here's what I think I might do.
They will run down to Route 1. And then as you're trying to leave, your Saturn will get tipped over.
Valdez, here, this might be the move.
Maybe
drive to the to the shopping center where the Shoppers is and the Mama Lucia and the Hard Times Cafe right near the Beltway.
Right.
Uber down into College Park and then Uber back. That might be the move. Might have to do that. And if my car gets towed, I mean, they never tow a car out of a stupid parking lot. It's not going to happen.
Cakes thinks about parking so many weeks.
Why don't you park at the Metro in Uber?
Oh, I didn't even mention this. I went down into D.C. to get cash the day of JPO or the day before. And because God forbid, I didn't want to pay like a $6 ATM charge at MGM National Harbor.
Right.
It's actually $6.99.
I thought you fixed that with your bank.
I did, but I'm still a squeaker at heart. I just don't like going to ATMs at casinos. It's kind of like a rule of mine.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So I drive down into D.C., find a branch of my bank, park my car, pay for the parking, but I didn't read the sign close enough. As I'm leaving the bank, I was in the bank for literally 5 to 7 minutes.
Oh, you got a ticket.
There's a meter maid writing me up a ticket. I went up to her and said, "What are you doing?"
She said, tell me it was $100.
She said, "I'm writing you a ticket."
Please tell me it was
$100. For how much? She said... $25. Oh. And then I was like,
more than the ATM fee would have been.
Quadrupled the ATM fee that I would have paid. I was livid.
But what
are you going to do?
I thought you addressed that with your bank, but the casino still takes their share.
I did.
But the casino still
takes
their share.
He just did a habit.
Share?
No, he wasn't thinking about it.
I still don't want to pay them, even though I get reimbursed.
Oh.
I'm with you.
You really just botched that.
I completely botched
that all the way around.
On every front.
Yeah.
Stupid $25 ticket. I hate D.C. I hate D.C. I work here. Other than that,
I'm with you.
I hate this district.
I'm with you.
I hate this place.
Did they up the parking meter fee too? Like a quarter would get you 15 minutes. I think a quarter might get you like five minutes or something.
I fed like $2 worth of quarters, and it got me like 25 minutes. Like, what's happening here? But apparently, I didn't read the sign close enough.
Just impressed you had quarters.
I didn't have a permit, so I couldn't park there. Even though there's a friggin' meter that you can stuff your quarters into.
But I wanted to ask you, though. So I know Maryland plays tomorrow against Temple. So we do, my family does kind of like, we do weekly picks, NFL picks and college picks.
Right.
And when we were picking the five games that we picked together, it was tough to find ranked teams versus ranked teams. It's kind of a poo-poo weekend, right?
It's poo-poo weekend. I believe game day is in Ames, Iowa for the Iowa-Iowa State game. That's how big it is.
I think we put that on our board.
Yeah. No, it's not a great weekend, but if you have fantasy lineups or you're a gambler, every weekend's big.
Awesome.
No, I'm kind of happy because Saturday night I'm actually coming here to Audi Field for the Washington Spirit game.
Glad you brought that up. They're trying to get another sellout at Audi Field.
I can't believe they got 20,000 out there the last time.
They're very close to a sellout. I know the coach a little bit. I know Richie Burke. I've had lunch with him a few times.
Yeah. Really? What's the connection?
My guy Ralph Perkins is a big soccer head. Coaches Oakton Soccer, so I've met Richie a few times. Richie, very cool guy, doing good things with the Spirit.
You still haven't been to Audi Field?
Have not. I've driven by it 100 times.
Am I the only one who's been to Audi Field?
I haven't been in it. I've only driven by it, yeah.
Well, you know I haven't.
So if you're looking for something
to invited
Saturday night, do what JP is doing and buy some tickets to the Spirit. Sell it out.
It really looks cool. Yeah. You know, it really looks cool.
You know how there are many times in life we realize how old we are? We're all 48 or 49 years old?
Yeah.
Another example of that was, so the Washington Spirit, they generally play at the Soccerplex, which is in Boyd/Germantown.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
And they all work out, actually, at the Lifetime Fitness in Gaithersburg. Mm-hmm. And the other day I was working out, and there was about 10 of them, and they had their Washington Spirit gear, and they all looked my daughter's age. Yeah. Like, they were ridiculously young looking.
They're 30 years younger than you.
Who's the girl that that scored, like, the game winner in the World Cup? She plays for Washington Spirit.
Rose Lavelle? Or am I getting her mixed up with somebody
else? She's, like, 21.
She does play
Is that Kelly O'Hara on that team or no?
I'm not sure.
Saw her in the body issue. I was thumbing through it. Cakes, it was the paper issue of the body issue.
All right.
Yeah. And is that the last paper issue of ESPN
it
the
might
magazine?
Be.
Pour some out tonight for ESPN the magazine,
God,
EB.
That magazine's been out 21 years.
Yeah.
I've gotten every single issue.
You don't have them stacked up somewhere in your house?
No.
Big fire hazard?
No, but you can order them like old SI covers. You can order your favorite one.
Okay.
I'll get right on that.
Now, my weekend's full.
I'm the biggest proponent of ESPN, the magazine.
You are.
I'm so bitter that it's going away. It just trounces.
Did you have like a secret deal with them that we were unaware
no,
of?
No, it's just a better magazine
sure?
than, say, SI. SI is good for the pictures. That's about it.
I haven't cracked an SI in a decade.
Yeah. I could literally go through an SI in like a bowl of cereal.
SI.com.
Blame AWOD. Yeah. Millennials killed magazines.
What was the name that you said? Mallory Pugh?
No, Kelly O'Hara.
Okay. There's Mallory Pugh and Rose Lavelle.
Because I saw Kelly O'Hara's butt.
Well, Mallory Pugh played for the national team, too. Mallory Pugh definitely played on the World Cup team.
Yeah.
Did you look at the Brooks Koepka pictures?
Valdez did.
Weird.
He probably hasn't committed to memory.
Yeah. They were kind of weird.
You didn't like his butt after he smoked
like a
drive?
Big old butt.
I know that.
I know the
Laura
sand.
Myers looked
Talk
at the pictures.
Attention dollars.
Yeah.
I know the sand was not very. All I can think about is the sand getting on your junk.
Right.
And how uncomfortable that probably is.
I just can't imagine just doing all those shots and having like the crew look at your shriveled up junk while you're shooting that.
Hey, what are you going to do? He agreed to do it.
Yeah. I guess.
He's trying to be cool.
I guess.
He's so desperate to be cool because he's so boring.
He's so boring that he lost player of the year to Rory.
He did.
And Rory had a great year, but inferior to his year. And because Rory, it's like a high school.
Rory won no
and
majors.
By the way, I guarantee you that pisses him off, too.
Oh, it's just going to add
Definitely
more fuel to his fire.
Yes.
He's going to win about three
like
majors.
The most popular guy on tour, and Brooks is like, he's all right. And so they voted for their buddy. It's like a high school thing.
Koepka won one major this year?
He had a bunch of top five finishes in him. I think he only won the one. Let me see.
Yeah, I think he only won one.
Yeah, if he had won two, it would have been a joke. But
no, he won one.
His Tiger won the Masters,
right?
Gary Woodland won the U.S.
No, he didn't. He didn't win any this year.
He didn't win any.
Oh, he didn't.
No, he won a tour event that was later in the season. That was the Minnesota. Not in Minnesota.
Who are you talking about?
Koepka.
No, Koepka won
the PGA Championship.
Yeah, the PGA Championship.
Yeah, so that is his major.
That's a major.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Yeah, he had a major.
He won the World Golf. That's what he won. He won that, and he won the PGA Championship. And he finished tied for second at the U.S. Open.
He totally should have won Player of the Year. But they gave it to the most popular guy.
They
gave it to the homecoming king.
He was second at the Masters, won the PGA, second at the U.S. Open, fourth at the Open, won the World Golf, and third at the tour.
Not that I really care.
Is that a good year?
In 20 seconds or less, can you tell me what's happening at the Greenbrier? Because I keep hearing them say, it's a PGA Tour event, and my eyebrows raised because I think I feel like I have to put in like a golfer's lineup.
It's the wraparound season.
Yeah, the wraparound's already started.
But we're not doing that. We're not dealing with that nonsense.
Not in the pool that we're in, though.
Okay, that starts like in January.
That starts at Kapalua.
I've got some time.
Cakes, it's similar to the holiday book when we're on vacation during the whole ratings period.
Right.
It's like a bunch of meaningless tournaments. They don't even know where to belong.
We do meaningless shows.
All right, coming up at 7:20, we're going to talk to our Redskins beat reporter, Craig Hoffman, as we dive into Cowboys-Redskins. But next, we'll get the latest on the movies from Kevin McCarthy, Fox 5 entertainment reporter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.